Colleen, and 6.5 minutes past 4 o'clock. It is time for us now to introduce you to the wine of the week from Topset Lifestyle. Eamon Dowling in the house. Eamon, lovely to have you back.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be here again.
And here we go with yet another fabulous selection from the cellar at Lifestyle Tops, Topset Lifestyle. It's yet again staying with the theme that we began last week, an interesting varietal called Calcrete, a term you will find on several labels from various wine producers in the Robertson Valley. It's exclusive to the limestone-rich wine appellation between Bonnyvale and Robertson. And this distinctive terroir, that means the type of land, it ranges from calcareous outcrops to arid broken shale resulting from ancient petrified maritime deposits. So there it is. It's got a nautical theme in a sense.
It does have, Dave, and I couldn't put it any better.
Well, you see, I do my best.
Great description, great wine from Welterfrieder from Robinson, as you say, Dave, and in the appellation of Bonnyvale. So we tasted two from the same area last week, from two different estates, two different wine farms. We had the two last week.
You see, now you're on the spot because I can't remember either.
Now, so I must have drank too much of it last week. Totally different. It was the Ritfilly Calcrete Chardonnay and the Vetsov Calcrete Chardonnay, those two.
Your mind still works. At least it comes back. Mine has gone for a walk and never to return, I'm afraid.
So this farm is to the right. If you look at it from coming from Van Leeuwen, it's further down in the Robinson Valley, into the valley itself on the right, and are known for Chardonnay. Welterfrieder from the Onker family, they've been there for generations, and they are known for making Chardonnay and MCC. But this Calcrete Chardonnay, as you described the styles, grapes are hand-picked, freshly run off juice, on its lees into stainless steel, which gives it that nice creamy texture that you would find in a Chardonnay. But also at the same time, you're not going to get wood. There's no wood in this at all, so it's an unwooded Chardonnay, but at the same time, it's got different elements, different layers in it that you're going to, when we taste it, you're going to taste what it's like.
Let us then go for a little music while we unscrew the. We used to pop the cork, but nowadays it's much more convenient to unscrew because you can then rescrew it and it retains its character.
Its character impressions.
So we're not going to be cork snobs and saying the old days were better. No, you know, each to their own. We're going to have a little sip for you and we'll come back on the other side of some Texas and explain to you what it is you can expect.
Doing fine. sleep tight.
Texas, say what you want. You're on the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style. It's 13 minutes past 4 o'clock. And Eamon Darling has popped in for another wine of the week taster and an explanation, because we want to introduce you to the best value in terms of what is available right now from select sellers around the country. And at Lifestyle Tops, there's a massive range of excellent wines to choose from, but sometimes it's just a little overwhelming because there's so much. And this kind of educational is designed to give you an idea of where to start. And if you are a lover of white wine and Chardonnay and you haven't yet discovered Calcrete, this is an opportunity for you to explore something that is, I think, quite extraordinary. As we described earlier, Calcrete refers to the white deposits of calcium carbonate in the soils from this very ancient terroir, and it draws its unique character from the purity and sophistication of the minerality that you find there, which works its way into the wine, but not in a harsh or chemical way at all. It really enhances the beautiful organic quality
of it. It's totally different, Dave, to your normal Chardonnay. And I think Philip Juncker has got it right here with the vineyards, with this particular blocks of Chardonnay that goes to making this particular wine. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. I love it. I was at the farm there last year, so it's phenomenal that the way things are done at the farm. And we think it's all done in the cellar. It's not. It actually starts in the vineyard. It starts from the soil all the way straight up through the vine to the sunshine, the rainfall, to the grape, the flower on the vine, till it's grown. And the grapes are kind of, when they're forming on the vine itself, the top canopy on the grapes kind of shields the grapes on the, just to give them a little bit more protection and from direct sunlight, which I think enhances the wine as well. Plus, as you said, the soil, the terroir that's there, it's just totally different to the style of Chardonnay that you would normally drink. You know, Chardonnay is mostly from the Robinson area and Bonnyvale in particular, all that area there. I think some of our best Chardonnays come out from there. You get a lot of Chardonnays that come out from Stellenbosch and some from Elgin and Swartland as well. But I think the Calcrete is a name on its own. It's another type of Chardonnay altogether. It reminds me of drinking a Chablis.
Yeah. I love the way they describe it as elegant and minimalist, linear and crystalline. Now, this all sounds like art, and it kind of is. It's a vibrant fragrance of lime, wet calcium stone, sea spray, and salty, chalky taste. Please. And it that could be off-putting to some, but let me assure you, it's not at all. It is ever reminiscent of the breeze off the ocean.
Off the ocean, yes.
And it's a lovely, lovely refined glass of wine that you will enjoy, I think, on almost any occasion. But I would imagine it goes very well with, funnily enough, I would imagine a seafood would be
seafood
superb.
You hit it on the head there, Dave. Seafood salads, or what they also say is lightly roasted chicken. Now, either get roast chicken or you get lightly roasted chicken. So I haven't seen lightly roasted chicken yet, so
it's a challenge.
I'll leave
for you
that
to
one
find.
There. Yes,
but it is certainly, definitely a wine that would be recommended highly. It tops at Lifestyle. Eamon and the team for sure will be able to take you through it. Are you doing a tasting at all this weekend?
This weekend, yeah, Saturday, Sunday, normal time, 12 to 2, on both days. And price wise for this particular Chardonnay, it's 169, 170 rand a bottle.
Well priced.
I think it's well priced.
Very good value for what you're getting. It is definitely a quality, sophisticated drink, but not to the point of exclusion. It's not going to leave anyone behind. I think
it'll just win
new fans.
Yes. It's a beautiful farm for anybody out there if they're ever down that direction. It's around 160 k's outside of Cape Town, and they've got stunning rose gardens at the front of the farm, and behind that then lies all your Chardonnay vineyards, and each rose bush plants that they've grown there are all different, Dave. So
wow.
Not one is the same. They're all different. It's absolutely stunning.
So it's a wonderful idea to go out and have an explore. Just how special about the Cape Winelands. There is so much to enjoy.
That's the problem.
If you're leaving from here, a good idea is to pop through to Tops and have a chat to the expert vintners there, and Eamon and his team will direct you, because this is part of the experience of the enjoyment of good wine. So that's the Veltefrieder Kalkriet Chardonnay, and highly recommended on this weekend at Tops at Lifestyle from 12 to 2 Saturday and Sunday as a special tasting event. Do go along and enjoy tremendously. And Eamon, before we wrap up for today, is there any other news from Tops that we should be imparting?
Yeah, Dave, we still have that giveaway that we're doing in store, which is very, very good. You buy any bottle of Mumm champagne, and we'll give you a 500 rand spa voucher for
at Manganani. Yeah,
Manganani Spa.
Fantastic! That's a great offer from Tops at Lifestyle and Manganani Spa. So, if you want to spoil yourself, or take someone you love and have some fun, you have a license to have fun.
That's it.
There
you have it.
Life is very short. Don't waste time. Eamon, thanks so much. We'll look forward to another Wine of the Week in a week's time.
No, perfect, Dave. And to all your listeners out there, and to you as well, Dave, from me, happy St. Patrick's Day for Sunday.
Yes. It's going to be fun. I hope we're going to see you on Sunday. Eamon,
yes.
I'm going to be here with the wonderful fiddler and Cawthorn Blaisby playing the old Irish tunes.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's from 12:30 at the market.
Perfect.
I'll have a pint with you,
well,
sir.
Keep an eye out for me.
Yes, Huey Lewis and the News, the heart of rock and roll.